I started coming with my daughter when she was a 6-month-old in 1981 and have not missed a fare since. So I would say my story is more of a combination of many fares. I first brought children up from Juneau for the fair religiously every year until I actually moved into my cabin in the woods up here in 2006. So for many years, 81 all the way through, 20-something years, I always found children to bring up to the fair on the ferry. And we had a great time. We'd hang out in my cabin in the woods and go to the fair. I didn't even know there was a nightlife at the fair because I was a single mom with kids, right? And we'd do the fair during the day and play and do the Ferris wheel and the carousel and the pig races. I would have to say that that's probably what we missed the most and had an awfully good time with. Oh my God, the pig races. I mean, what? They were just great. And whether it's the squealing and the you know, the spectators leaning over the fence. And no, they were really fun. That we would make every effort to watch them. It has been a key part of my life, and now that little 6-month-old is 37, and she operates Burning Man, so I think she got hit with event and fair itis from a very young age. I'm now the chair of the board of the fair, so intimately involved in putting it on, which I love after many, many years of just coming as a happy fair-goer. So now I know how much work's involved and how many hundreds of volunteers from all over the community make it happen, and that's just made it an even more rich experience for me.